Erevin Pergvav, Mishnah Dalad. Me'emas lai noisnin rishus, when can one give rishus and be mavatal rishus to somebody else? Beshamay omrim mibod yom. Beshamay says you can only do this before Shabbos. Beshamay disagrees with the concept that we've been saying in the previous Mishnahs. One cannot be mavatal the rishus on Shabbos. It's like a kinyan, according to Beshamay, and it has to be done before Shabbos. Ve'sil omrim mishachashecha. Beisil says you can for sure do it after dark. You can do this on Shabbos. It's not really a kinyan. You're not acquiring something, you're relinquishing your rights to something. Relinquishing is a little different, and they allowed us to do this on Shabbos. Now, normally we have a concept on Shabbos, and one is usher on the beginning, on the outset of Shabbos, it's usher for the whole Shabbos, for example, like by muksa, or things like that. But this seems to be the one exception the Rav brings, that something that's usher in the beginning of Shabbos does not have to be usher the whole Shabbos. The exception is being mevatel yirishus. Mishnah continues, Misha nosen rishus avahotzi. If a person gives over his rishus, but then he goes and he starts using it. So let's say he's mevatel rishus to the chatzar, and then all of a sudden he starts using the chatzar. Bein b'shoigig, bein b'mezid. Whether he did it b'shoigig or b'mezid, hareza oiser. He asers it, divrei b'meir. Even though l'maisit should only be asered by mezid, the rabbi explains, Rabbi Meir made a knas, shoigig atu mezid. So therefore, even if you do it b'shoigig, it's also aser. Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'mezid oiser, b'shoigig ain't oiser. Rabbi Yehuda says that only b'mezid, if a guy would go b'mezid, start using it again after he already relinquished it and he was mevatel his rishus, then he would aser it. That's basically like retracting what he did. But if he did it b'shoigig, we don't penalize him. The Rav says the halacha is not like Rabbi Meir. Not sure why I didn't just say the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, but it seems that that's what he's saying. The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda.